Two Surrey residents and a Mexican national were arrested during an investigation into what the RCMP describes as a transnational organized crime group, linked to a Mexican drug cartel which resulted in the seizure of 23 guns, thousands of rounds of ammo and multiple kilos of drugs from a heavily fortified house in Fleetwood. On Sept. 23, the RCMP Federal Policing, Pacific Region Drugs and Organized Crime Unit and Lower Mainland District Emergency Response Team seized fentanyl, methamphetamine, ketamine, other opioids, $15,000 in cash and law enforcement issued apparel from a residence surrounded by compound fencing, steel gates and razor wire. The entry doors were fully covered by metal shutters, with the interior and exterior of the residence being equipped with video and audio monitoring systems, said Corporal Arash Said. The law enforcement apparel included a SWAT vest. At a press conference Wednesday morning, November 13, Said said police do not know what the suspects were doing with the vest. Police also seized 10 handguns, 9 assault rifles, 2 shotguns, 2 hunting rifles, and silencers. The three suspects have been released on conditions pending drugs and weapons charges. I can't provide any identifying information about the individuals. They haven't been officially charged yet. Holding up a press for making bricks of cocaine, Said said the Mexican national is here legally but he doesn't have permanent status. The other two men have connections to virtually every criminal gang in British Columbia, he told reporters. More arrests are possible as the investigation continues. This headquarters has been dismantled. Said wouldn't reveal an address. He said it is not near any schools. There's nothing in the area so the public is safe. The residence has been contained. Nor would he say which cartel. They're one of the main Mexican cartel groups and as a matter of fact this drug operation was disrupted as the result of the arrest of one of their main leaders in the United States over the summer. So I can't state exactly which drug cartel as this is an ongoing investigation.